If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 961. Six Smart Ways to Prevent Hunger. By Sirdar Tunjala of NerdGettingFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. So today, I have a brand new author joining our growing list of contributors. I'll tell you more about him right after I read this post to you. But for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 6 Smart Ways to Prevent Hunger by Sirdar Tunjala of NerdGettingFit.com. There are multiple ways to prevent hunger, and this can be the difference between the success or failure of your diet efforts. From the years 2013 to 2017, I have tried a countless number of diets. Most of them were very popular and produced great results for many people. Some were hidden gems I thought I discovered in a dusty shelf of a used bookstore. I couldn't stick with any of these diets because I couldn't deal with hunger. Hunger is a very primitive feeling, and it is one of our basic survival instincts. Without hunger, we wouldn't be alive right now. It's our body's fuel gauge. Imagine your car didn't have a fuel gauge, and the red light didn't come on when you are low on fuel. How would you know when to fill up your tank? You could easily get distracted and run out of gas in the middle of nowhere. So why do we get hungry? Hunger and fullness are simply regulated by 2 hormones called leptin and ghrelin. When we eat, fat cells release the leptin hormone, and this hormone tells our brain that we are full. On the other hand, when the leptin levels are low, another hormone called ghrelin is released, and the ghrelin hormone tells our brain that we need food. Thus, we feel hungry. How about cravings? You think you are full, but you see a commercial or an image of a food item, and now you have to have it. You know what I'm talking about. It happens to all of us. Some people crave sweets, while others crave savory foods. My weakness is fast food. Seeing images of fries or pizza makes me want to eat them. As it turns out, ghrelin is also responsible for this feeling. One way to avoid this kind of eating behavior is to make sure we are never hungry. But how is that possible when we are in a calorie deficit? How can we prevent hunger? 1. Avoid sugar. We all know eating sugar increases blood glucose levels and causes a spike in insulin. That's true, but that's not the only thing sugar does. Sugar also causes a sharp increase in blood triglyceride levels. Why does that matter? Triglycerides are fats found in your blood. They can actually cross the blood-brain barrier and cause leptin resistance. Do you remember what leptin does? It goes to your brain and tells your brain to stop eating. Leptin resistance means that your brain doesn't hear the leptin when it shouts to your brain to stop eating. 2. Avoid alcohol. Alcohol is another substance that causes an increase in triglycerides in your bloodstream. Do you remember that time you were drinking beer with your friends and the fries that came to the table looked irresistible? I mean, fries always look irresistible, but it turns out alcohol can make you hungry by raising the triglyceride levels in your blood. Alcohol is also considered a non-essential nutrient. Plus, it's a pretty rich source of calories. 1 gram of alcohol has about 7 calories. So, if you're serious about losing weight, keep your alcohol consumption to a minimum. 3. Eat omega-3 rich foods. Omega-3 fatty acids reduce the triglyceride levels in the bloodstream. As I mentioned earlier, lowering blood triglyceride levels may increase your leptin sensitivity. This way, you can prevent hunger. Some examples of omega-3 rich foods are fatty fish, like salmon or tuna, nuts and seeds such as flax seeds and walnuts, and plant-based oils like flaxseed oil and canola oil. These foods are also high in mono and polyunsaturated fats, which are great for your heart health. Walnuts are especially a great choice due to their effect on improved blood lipid profiles without causing weight gain. 4. Eat more fiber. Fiber sounds boring, I know. Who likes fiber? But eating more fiber helps you feel full in more than one way. Fiber not only lowers the triglyceride levels in your blood, it also increases the volume of the food and makes you feel full with less food. Increasing your fiber intake will also help you reduce the total calories you eat. Even though fiber is a carbohydrate and is considered to have 4 calories per gram, in reality, they only provide you with 2 calories per gram. This way, you actually get full by eating fewer calories. Fiber is also fermented by the gut microbiota and turned into short-chain fatty acids. Short-chain fatty acids in your bloodstream, in turn, may help you burn more fat and accumulate less fat as an energy source. 5. Eat more protein. Protein is our best friend when we are trying to lose weight. Protein protects our metabolism as we lose weight and helps us burn more calories through the thermic effect of food. You can also prevent hunger by eating more protein. Maintaining our lean body mass is very important during fat loss, and increasing your protein intake will definitely help with that. Protein may also increase leptin sensitivity by lowering the blood triglyceride levels. What's also interesting is the appetite suppressant effects of protein are independent of leptin and ghrelin levels in the blood. Can you imagine eating a whole chicken, though? Probably not. But the amount of calories in a whole chicken is about the same as a big bag of chips. Most of us would have no problem eating a whole bag of chips in one sitting. The reason you can't eat lots of chicken or steak is the protein content. Protein will fill you up quickly, and you won't think about food for hours after. 6. Exercise. You already know that exercise burns calories and helps you lose weight. But exercise can also help you prevent hunger. Doing moderate intensity exercise may suppress appetite in those that are overweight or obese. Unfortunately, this effect is not seen in lean individuals. So, if you do struggle with weight, maybe go for a walk when you feel a little hungry. You might find that at the end of your walk, your hunger will go away. The biggest issue with weight loss is adherence to the diet. And the biggest reason people will quit diets is the hunger. Relying on willpower is not a good strategy for weight loss, especially in an environment where cheap and tasty food options are abundant and very easy to get. So the most successful dieters will rarely feel hungry. Using the strategies I mentioned will help you prevent hunger and successfully lose weight. You just listened to the post titled 6 Smart Ways to Prevent Hunger by Sirdar Tanjula of nerdgettingfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do?
Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And thank you, Sirdar. He has documented his fitness journey and transformation on his blog. You can find a lot more articles and more about him at nerdgettingfit.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So I do have a couple of thoughts. Most of it actually is about the research I've conducted when it comes to feelings of hunger. When it comes to eating fiber and protein, Sirdar is absolutely right. I did a long-term study looking at the effects of whether a high fiber diet or a high protein diet helps with weight management. And what I found was both seemed to help. Both were effective. And we actually asked people following each diet how hungry they felt. And both groups reported that they didn't feel starving when on either of those diets. And in fact, when it comes to managing diabetes, something that I tell patients is whenever you eat something, especially if it's a carbohydrate-rich food, either make sure it's full of fiber, or if it's not, if it's more of like a simple carbohydrate, make sure you eat some protein with it. Because again, either one of those tips will help manage blood sugar levels. And when it comes to exercise, Sirdar is absolutely right again. We have found that those that are struggling with their weight, those who might be overweight or obese, if they perform exercise, they tend to report less feelings of hunger. And in fact, a study my colleague and I are going to be doing very soon is looking at the effects of high-intensity exercise on appetite and hunger. And I will definitely share the results of that study with you once we have them. So yes, dietary fiber, making sure you're getting enough protein, and exercise seem to be great tactics for helping reduce feelings of hunger. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow with another new author for the show and where your optimal life awaits.